the march itself is it's a civil demonstration. It takes place on the Mall in the nation's capital, going to the Supreme Court, going past the United States Capitol. And at times I have felt a little empty by that, because politics cannot be the ultimate meaning in our life. How we govern ourselves, our common life together, is very important. But you know, the Bible teaches us to place not our trust in princes and the Son of Man, in whom is no help. For many, politics is becoming their religion, both on the right and on the left. And I think that it's important that we recognize that this is ultimately a spiritual battle. And while before the human authorities, we should present a case derived from natural law that every human life is valuable and deserves equal protection, before the church, when we gather as Christians, we reflect on revealed law, reflect on the scriptures, which shows us God's intent behind what we already know from creation and natural law, but also shows us the victory over death. We live in a culture of death, and people need to hear that their Jesus has already overcome death, that the victory has been won, and whether we are feeling optimistic or pessimistic about the prospects of ending abortion or of reversing Roe v. Wade and having this come back to the states and having a more robust argument, that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and nothing can stop that. We know the end of this story. So I think it's important that we gather together to pray and encourage one another as Christians.